Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Attorney General Marty Jackley announced last week that his office is joining several other attorneys general and asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case on the Establishment Clause. The Establishment Clause prohibits the government from establishing an official religion. The case, which has made it all the way to the country's highest court, originated in Bloomfield, New Mexico, where a monument of the Ten Commandments is placed on city property. SDPB's Lee Strubinger talked with Attorney General Jackley. He says he wants clarification for when religious text and symbols on monuments can be displayed on public property without violating the Establishment Clause.
One of my responsibilities as our Attorney General is to protect our state individual rights. In this instance, 20 state attorney generals have come together to support the freedom to erect religious displays without the threat of wasteful litigation. The case arose in a city, and the federal courts have indicated that the city could not have a religious display up. And so there were 20 of us state attorney generals that felt this is an important issue, that we felt that erecting these type of religious displays subject a government, whether it be a city or a county, to litigation. And we also feel there's a need to have clarity brought to the Establishment Clause standards, that they are all over the place and makes it difficult for local governments and even state governments, and we've seen this with prayer in our state legislatures and other places, that we just feel the court needs to set forth a very clear standard, and one in which we believe, you know, allows a religious freedom to erect responsible and reasonable displays.
I was going to ask, you know, I guess more specifically, what those clarifications might actually be. Could you give us an example of a few of those?
Well, one of the challenges has been that oftentimes, you know, when you look at the cases when they arise, there's a concentration on what the actual display is. In this particular instance, it was the Ten Commandments, but at other times it has been veteran crosses. It has been a variety of different religious-type symbols. And so to make a clarity, if there's a sincere religious belief tied to the symbol, then it should be allowed in appropriate locations. The other part of the litigation talks about where is an appropriate location. I think there needs to be a specificity when it comes to these type of issues so that, you know, city officials and county officials know what the rules are. And, of course, there's a variety of different establishment cases that are inconsistent. This particular one came out of the 10th Circuit because that was the location of Bloomsfield. But ultimately, we think the Establishment Clause should be applied equally across the country, and that Establishment Clause should allow that religious freedom. If a government entity wishes to display either religious display or, again, you know, begin a legislative session or city council meeting with an appropriate prayer, that it is allowed under the Establishment Clause, and that precedence in the courts should establish that and establish a more clear set of rules.
And we're talking about this is originated in New Mexico, is that correct?
It originated in Bloomsfield, yes.
Are there any places, you know, in South Dakota where this clause, you know, if clarified, would be put to use?
Well, certainly the last large litigation by pretty much the same attorney generals was the allowing a governmental meeting to begin in prayer. That's something that from the very beginning in history, South Dakota has enjoyed and has always done at the beginning of legislative session. So that's an example of where this would specifically affect or apply to that would be every legislative session. And many of our towns and even some county commissions choose to begin in prayer, and that should be their choice, as long as it's an appropriate prayer. You know, similarly, you may look at various, the Veterans Cross litigation. You know, many of our cemeteries and other areas have on display those type of crosses. And so this type of litigation, the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, affects a lot of what we do when it comes to religion and government here in South Dakota. And I believe as Attorney General, like the other 20 Attorney Generals, that, again, our job and responsibility is to fight for and protect state and individual rights. And if a government body wishes to put forth a reasonable religious display or begin with a reasonable prayer that doesn't put anybody in a bad light, then that should be appropriate. And the United States Supreme Court has really gone in that direction. If you look at the last two challenges by the same group of attorneys general, which I've been a part of, it has allowed for that responsible and reasonable government prayer. It has allowed for those veteran crosses. And we would envision in this particular litigation that the Supreme Court will again agree with the attorney generals that, you know, there is an establishment clause. There's a time and a place for that. We should have a reasonable set of standards when it comes to that establishment clause. You know, and certainly a government body seeking to erect a reasonable religious display shouldn't subject them to years of wasteful litigation.
Is this like mostly kind of a First Amendment issue? Is this something that needs to be clarified? Is it deciding which two components of that amendment that sort of mention religion, which one of those two carry more? I guess what exactly?
What our position is if you truly look at the First Amendment and the Establishment Clause, it typically is not interpreted in such a way as to violate, you know, individual and governmental rights. And some of the federal courts have simply gone too far in the interpretation. You know, our position is kind of set forth in the briefs. There isn't an issue with the First Amendment. There isn't an issue with the Establishment Clause. The issue is with some of these federal court decisions that have really restricted those private rights, and they've overly interpreted the Establishment Clause. And what we're asking is to have a straightforward, you know, textual interpretation of the Establishment Clause, and to allow those reasonable religious displays, those reasonable governmental prayers before legislative sessions, that type of conduct isn't forbidden from the Establishment Clause. And we are asking the court to, again, much like the court has already done in our favor on the two separate occasions, to again rule in our favor and to set forth a strong standard so that we do not have to, as attorney generals and other government bodies, have to continue to go back to the court to right those wrongs in the lower courts.
So South Dakota is joining this case as a amicus curiae or friend of the courts. I guess could you explain to us a little bit about, you know, what that kind of means?
Certainly, because the litigation didn't arise in South Dakota, we have an opportunity, and the Supreme Court has talked to us attorney generals, invited us when there are issues important to our states. We are the chief litigators of our states to weigh in, to let the court know as a friend of the court what our position is. And so based upon that invitation by the U.S. Supreme Court, there are 20 attorney generals, state attorney generals, that felt these type of issues are important to protecting individual and state rights. And we have indicated to the court what we believe the law is and what the interpretation should be.
And is there any cost associated with joining other attorneys general on this case? And what should South Dakotans expect?
There is no cost associated. Whenever I, as attorney general, look to join national litigation, what I always look to is number one, is this an issue important to South Dakotans? Number two, is this a well-written brief based on law? And number three, what is the cost? And when we serve as amicus curiae or friend of the court, we don't have to pay a cost. If we join as a party, there sometimes may be a cost to that, but in this instance, it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything for us to weigh in with the other state attorney generals to protect those religious freedoms and those state individual rights.
Attorney General Marty Jackley, thank you for joining me on In the Moment. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that I did not ask?
I think you've got it covered. Thank you very much.